Hi, friends. Today's podcast brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. This stuff is delicious. If you listen at all, you've heard Sandy and I talking about it. It tastes delicious. It helps hydrate you, helps you with concentration, relieves fatigue, just makes you feel good. My friend Meryl, she tried the Fuel Up Play, loved it so much, she went ahead and ordered the Fuel Up Rest. Sandy swears by the Fuel Up Rest. Anybody can get it. If you would like to try it, you can go to fuelup.com/Sandy, get a special deal, 100% guaranteed refund if you have a problem with it. So check it out, fuelup.com/Sandy.
Okay.
We're all in our places with bright, well, I have a bright, shiny face. Trisha right now is a little bit of a pout fish.
What? Why do you say that?
I'm just kidding. I just want to talk about that song.
Yeah. I'm a pout fish
with a pout face, and I spread the dreary wearies all over the place. I don't even know where that came from.
Glub.
What was that from?
It's a pout fish book.
Oh, it is?
It's Landry a million times when she's a little
baby. Oh, I didn't know where that came from. I never read to Landry when she was little.
It's great parenting. Oh my God.
She turned out just fine.
Read the same books to her over and over and over to where when she was tiny, she could recite the words from each page. It looked like she was reading.
Yeah.
But it's just because she had memorized it because I'd read the same books to her so many times.
Yeah. We should have put that on TikTok. My baby's a prodigy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how you guys doing? Thanks for being with us wherever you are and however you are listening from sea to shining sea. Thank you very much for being a part of the best part of our day. You can find us on Instagram at The Sandy Show Official. I got to get back on posting some stuff on there. I last week was a busy, crazy week, and I didn't only get the podcast posted one day last week.
I had a lot of questions about where's the podcast.
From who? Your friend Meryl?
Meryl asked. Had a couple other people ask.
It's just, I honestly didn't have time last week. Mm-hmm. I was in Nebraska helping my parents out, doing a million things. And so I didn't have time. So I'm back on that. You can download it wherever you get your podcast. Just search The Sandy Show. My name is Sandy. This is my wife. Her name is Trisha.
Hi, friends.
Hope you guys had a good weekend. Trisha, why don't you get us started with the first thing that made you laugh?
All right. Fact. If you try to hand a woman something enclosed in your fist, she's going to think you're trying to hand her a bug. Even if you've known her for years and never tried to give her a bug before, they never let their guard down regarding being handed a bug.
Is that true? It's funny.
When I read it, I was like, I think I would think it was a bug. If you were just like, here, I need to give this to you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, heck no. You got something closed up in your fist. You're just going to drop it in my hand. That's a bug.
Yeah, it makes sense. Why else would you have your fist clenched?
Right. I'm out.
Unless that's you're trying bug. To keep something from escaping.
Right. I think it's funny that it's like they never let their guard down regarding being handed a bug. Like,
I can't
that's
believe
just a rule.
How weird and scared you are of bugs. Like, any bug. You, Trisha, will put a Tupperware over the top of it and wait till I get home to get rid of it.
That was just for scorpions and spiders above a certain size. There's a size factor for me as to whether or not I'm brave enough to take care of it on my own. I will never, ever take care of a scorpion on my own. Ever. Petrified of scorpions.
Say what, a spider?
I mean, again, like, size yeah. is the comes into play. If it's tiny, I'm not, no
just
problem.
Squish it.
If it's above a certain size, I'm out. I can't. My body shuts down.
You're random. Coming up on the show today, you know, we were talking about heists lately, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I'm bombarded with heist stuff.
And
I've got another one for you. Also, rapid fire Q&A coming up. And Trisha's got the story we love next. On 103.1, Austin's 80s station. Our bank proudly sponsors The Sandy Show. Make the switch effortlessly by visiting www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Trisha, I don't know if you're going to like this or not. How do you feel about growing old?
I mean, whatever.
Are you an old soul?
I mean, I think I am. I mean, I like the puzzle and I like Werther's Originals and I think I need quiet.
Some random signs you're an old person now.
Oh, God. Y'all stick with a lot of
be
them.
Honest with yourself here. But what were you going to say about that popcorn
yeah,
bucket?
Yeah, so you just did the story in Daily Audio about the guy who took 10 years to develop a popcorn bucket that would fit in the cup holder in movie theaters.
And while you were telling the story, I was like, I think it would look like this. I looked it up. It looks exactly like I thought it would look. What the hell took 10 years for him to figure out how to make that work? It's a regular sized cup on the bottom that just gets fatter at the top to hold the popcorn.
Like a Stanley.
Looks like a popcorn bucket sitting on the base of a regular sized cup.
Really?
That stumped him for 10 years.
Well, he's probably going to get rich with it.
Well, somebody's already selling one on Etsy. Don't know if that's him or not.
Could be. You want to hear some of these things, random things that are signs you're an old person? I kind of cherry-picked these for you.
Okay.
All right? Because I know you still print your boarding pass.
I do, just in case.
Why?
What if my phone gets stolen? I still got to get to where I'm going. Just what if? Or what if my phone dies? Why does it hurt?
I'm just saying, it's just old. It's just old. Do you snap your fingers when you're trying to think of something?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I do.
What about this one? I don't know about you, but I'm somewhat guilty. Can't stand or sit without making some kind of noise.
Oh, like a grunt?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Like I mean, not all the time, but some. You definitely do that more than I do.
Yeah, I do. I'm pretty beaten up, though. Use your speakerphone for most of your calls?
No, I do not do that. That drives me crazy when people do that in public.
You judge parents if their kid isn't wearing a jacket?
Absolutely. Put a jacket on that baby. It's cold outside.
This next one. Watch the local news every night.
Well, I mean, Lester. It's not local. It's national, but I watch Lester every night.
You know, you've got my parents now saying goodnight to Lester.
Yes. Yeah. I'm spreading the Lester love.
I was with my parents earlier this week. And not only that, you're trying to compete with my mom in the Wheel of Fortune.
I knew y'all were watching it.
Yeah.
And I was watching it. So I was texting you my guesses.
Yeah.
And you're like, we're watching it. I go, I know. That's why I'm sending you my answer.
It was like Apple's just ahead of you a little bit. Just a little tiny bit. Again, these are random things that are signs that you're old now. Just lean into it, guys. Don't feel bad about
it. It's going to happen.
Do you know exactly where your heating pad is?
Oh, I do. I keep it handy.
How about do you leave plastic on things to keep them new?
Oh, my God, I do. Can I just tell you that for a while, my brand new laptop, I didn't want to take the plastic off the outside because I didn't want it to get scratched. So I ordered a plastic cover for my laptop. I'm old.
And finally, there's a long list of these, but how about this one? You drive by a nice house and you say, that's a nice house.
That's a nice house. And then I say, I would never have that house. It's probably cost so much money to heat and cool.
Yes. Something's always breaking on that house.
A house that big. It's expensive.
Yeah, I want a house. I have something's always broken there.
I also have to turn the radio down so I can see things when I'm looking for stuff. I think that's universal.
Yeah, I do too. That's very funny. But I know you do not start conversations with strangers in public.
No, not unless.
But you will an Uber driver.
I'll talk the heck out of an Uber driver, won't I?
Yes, you will. Oh, very, very funny. I think the heating pad thing got me the most.
The heating pad.
Yeah, you know exactly where your heating pad is. Do we have one?
I do.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
No clue. Find us on Instagram, friends. It is at The Sandy Show Official. And download The Sandy Show Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. We've got more coming up. Trisha's got the story we love in just a moment. What do you have?
We are going to talk about a tiny desert island and people getting stranded on it.
All right. Hope most of the guys that are listening that had a lot of couch time are laying in bed watching TV time. They were basically Trisha over the weekend with the Masters.
This weekend, they were what I do almost every weekend.
Yeah. Trisha was
great.
We had to do something on Saturday and I told her we need to do it. And she was like, oh, and I go, did you have big plans? And she's like, no, I had nothing.
My plans were nothing. You screwed it up.
Didn't she say that to you too, our daughter?
Yeah. She's like, you guess what next weekend is, Mom? Because she's out of town this past weekend. She's out of town the weekend before that. She's always gone. And she goes, guess what next weekend is? I was like, oh my God, what? She was like, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Next weekend is nothing. I'm staying home all weekend.
Just let her sleep in, hang out.
That's my
she'll
child.
Want to bake bread or cookies or something.
Oh, I hope she makes all of them.
I do too.
The stories we love.
All right, there's this story going around. Three fishermen in Micronesia were stranded on a tiny deserted island for over a week and got rescued, Sandy, after spelling out the word help in the sand. All Gilligan's Island style.
Yeah.
U.S. Coast Guard plane out of Hawaii spotted it on Monday. And there's a photo. They just wrote the word help in the sand. What I think is very interesting is that three other guys got stranded on the exact same island back in 2020 after their boat ran out of gas, and they got rescued after spelling out SOS in the sand. So I think the moral of this story is, if you get stranded on a deserted island, definitely write something in the sand, because so far it's worked twice.
I just looked up, because when you were talking about Micronesia, I was like, I don't think, given 10 chances, I could find Micronesia on a globe.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea where that is.
Well, I looked it up. Would you like to know?
I mean, sure. I
still it is in the middle of the ocean.
Right.
I mean, it is literally in the middle of the ocean. It is north and east of Australia, a long ways out there in the ocean.
I see Cambodia and the Philippines.
Oh, that's long ways away from
I know,
that.
But I'm just saying it's in that general area, below, I mean, way below Japan.
It's like between, it's, if you can imagine, between the west coast of California and Australia, but to the north of Australia and Mexico. Really, Mexico. Golly, how do people end up there?
I don't know. These guys said that they had been planning to fish the waters around a little area near that deserted island. And their 20-foot skiff was caught by swells, and the outboard motor was damaged, so they just floated. They finally washed up on shore. They ate coconut meat for like a week. They did have fresh water from like a little well that they found on the island, but it was only a 31-acre island. They gathered the big fronds, you know, like the palm tree fronds,
yeah,
and spelled out the word help in the sand, and that's what saved them.
And you said United States Coast Guard.
U.S. Coast Guard out of Hawaii. That's when I get confused. Out of Hawaii. That's not near Hawaii. Unless you go the other way. I'm telling you. I know some things about some things. I don't know anything about geography. I don't understand it.
It is west of Hawaii. But yeah, I mean, it's a long ways away.
It's a long ways away.
Once again, United States to the rescue.
Yeah. Right?
Thank you to our Coast Guards men and women.
For paying attention, for looking. They probably have flown over that island 100 times.
Yeah, they probably have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bet those guys were relieved.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you know they're tired of coconut for sure.
That is the story we love. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. You know, normally on a Monday, we ask Trisha what she watched on TV over the weekend. But today, I want you to ask me.
Okay, Sandy. Hey, Sandy.
Yeah.
You gotta do the thing. What you want?
What you want with me?
Hey, Sandy.
That's me.
What'd you watch over the weekend, Sandy?
Well, I did watch the Masters, which I think everybody did. But I also, when the Masters was over at night, I found something on my new app, the History Vault, which is worth it just for this series that I found.
Okay.
And it's weird that
the
I
History
found
History Vault.
That's what it's called. Okay. Yeah, it's like it's a History Channel app.
Okay.
And so we have been talking, we were talking last week before, how we need a good heist, because there was that deal out in California where
that
they
Easter
got
Sunday heist,
$30 million, and I don't think they have any idea.
No idea. They still have no clue what happened, who did it, who took it, nothing.
But I bet they do. They're just not making it public. They've got some suspects. They said they were going to question people on that worked there or who have ever worked there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good place to start, but they don't know of anybody else. They don't have anybody else to question.
Someone will crack.
They think it was an inside job.
Oh, it had to have been.
$30 million.
Right. Anyway, so we were talking about that and other stuff. And then I noticed that Pierce Brosnan, thank you, is hosting a show on the History Vault called The World's Greatest Heists.
Oh,
I'm all in.
I am on.
I'm starting from the beginning, and I can't wait till I get to the art heist in Boston one. But the one that I've watched was about these guys that robbed the Pierre Hotel in New York, because that's like back in the 70s, rich people would put their stuff in the safe deposit boxes.
While they were staying at the hotel.
And dude got out of prison and planned this in prison while he was there reading the gossip columns in the New York papers of what celebrities were staying at that hotel.
Learned nothing in prison.
No, and pictures of their diamonds that they were flaunting. Oh, yeah, they robbed it. And they didn't get away with it, but they robbed it.
He got caught and he went back to prison.
You have to watch it. But yeah, I mean, they wouldn't be doing this story if they didn't know who he was.
Right.
You know what I mean? But why am I so interested, and why do I cheer for the robbers? Because I hate a thief.
Oh, see, I'm super interested in it because I like the detail and the planning and the thought and the how did they get around this obstacle and this obstacle? I don't generally root for the robber.
And what's great about this show, too, is they had on this episode a former professional thief. Mm-hmm. And he's telling you, oh, yeah, you've got to case the joint. It is the most important thing. You got to case it. He goes, and you need at least two or three routes of escape. Uh-huh. And he also said, and it was kind of cracked me up when he said it. He goes, hey, you know the one trait all the great thieves have?
What? And
he said, they can adapt. They can improvise.
Oh.
Because I guess something's going to go wrong.
Right. So you remember after we...
The fact that he said the great thieves was
the
what
great ones. Those are the ones who haven't gotten caught. Remember, we talked about the Easter Sunday heist, and then we talked about the guy who was on 60 Minutes who had stolen all the sports memorabilia.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So that guy broke into the Yogi Berra Museum and stole all 10 of his rings and then just melted them down and got like 12 grand for him. Mm-hmm. But what he was talking about when he... was casing a joint. This is mm-hmm. what made me think of it. He would go in with friends or with his niece and nephew or whatever and video, like he was videoing them. But really, he was casing the joint. And what he was doing then is he would go and review the video over and over and over and memorize the number of steps from like the corner to this corner and the number of steps from the corner to the exit.
Oh.
And he said one of his heists in total darkness, and he only got through it because he had memorized walk forward 23 steps.
Wow.
The exit doors left 87 steps. Isn't that crazy?
It is. The amount of
into it that people get.
I mean, you don't want to get caught. You got to do your homework.
I mean,
these aren't smash and grab guys. If you don't have the History Vault, it's really good. It's worth the $4.99 a month. And this is called The World's Greatest Heist. Check it out. She's Trisha. I'm Sandy. We've got more coming up.
1031austin.com.
If you're like a lot of people that have a tough time getting good night's sleep, I'm going to tell you about something that's going to change your world. It's Fuel Up Rest. It's a powdered blackberry lavender flavored drink with melatonin designed to promote restful sleep and rejuvenation. You can get yours at fueluphydration.com/Sandy. Again, if you're having a tough time sleeping, you need to check out Fuel Up Rest.
Yep. When you drink it, you literally can just feel it kind of washing over you and relaxing you, and you're well on your way to a good night's sleep. Here's some other things about Fuel Up that I really, really like. No artificial sweeteners. It's not gritty. You put the powder in, you shake it up. That's it. You shake it up just one time. It's made in the USA and money back guarantee. If you decide for some reason you don't like it, send it back. They will give you all of your money back.
FuelUpHydration.com/Sandy. I've got three questions for you, Trisha.
All right. I've probably got answers.
I know you do.
Or more questions.
We do it every week. We call it rapid fire. That's true. Or conditions to the questions.
Right.
I want to change it up. We call it rapid fire Q&A. The lasers make it official. That means we are officially on the record. Your first question, Trisha, is what are three news stories that you remember exactly where you were when you heard the news? What were the stories and where were you?
Okay, that's a good question. Okay, so simply because we just were talking about this, OJ, I remember where I was when the OJ verdict was read.
Yeah.
I worked for a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing in one of the attorney's offices with a bunch of other attorneys watching it. I don't remember what I was wearing. I remember whose office I was standing in, though.
You did?
Yeah, randomly.
Yeah.
So I remember where I was when the OJ verdict was read. I remember where I was when Princess Diana died.
Yeah.
I was at the guy I was dating at the time. We were at his parents' house and had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I remember sitting on the hearth in front of their fireplace.
You must have been up late, because that happened late night here, didn't it?
I don't know.
I remember hearing early the next morning.
It happened in the middle of the night in Paris, so that would be earlier here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the other one is Michael Jackson. Hearing about Michael Jackson pass away, and the reason I remember it, it's the first time I just had Landry on May 30th, and I think Michael Jackson died on like June 14th or
24th,
something.
My dad's birthday.
Okay. It was the first time I had left her since we brought her home, and I was sitting in the chair getting a manicure and a pedicure, and the TVs were on in the little nail salon. And nobody else in the... I was like the only customer in the salon. Nobody who worked there cared. I was looking around, and I was like, you guys... This is huge. They may not have cared.
You just didn't understand what they were saying.
I don't know.
Trisha is a only child. So if you could have chosen a brother or a sister, which one would you want?
I think maybe I would have say sister.
Yeah, you got that whole guy bathroom thing.
But I was such a tomboy. Like, my best friend when I was little was Lance Lloyd. We did all boy stuff. So maybe you should say brother. I'm going to say brother. I'm going to switch my answer to brother.
All right. Last question in rapid fire Q&A. Trisha, are you currently not speaking to anyone?
Oh.
You don't have to go into details. Just a real simple yes and a vague reason why.
I mean, I don't think so.
That's rare for you.
No, it's here's the deal. If I'm not speaking to you, it just means I'm not your friend anymore. So I just don't, I'm not talking to you anymore.
You're done.
So if I'm not their friend anymore, I don't think that it's considered not speaking to them, right?
True.
Yeah. Like if I have a friend and I'm mad at her, but I'm not speaking. No, I don't think there's anybody.
All right. That's rapid fire Q&A. Be sure to download the Sandy Show podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, we've got more coming up. It's not uncommon for me to put myself out there for public ridicule and ridicule from Trisha. And I'm going to do that again right now because it's something that Trisha's going to roll her eyes and just go, ugh, really? Really? But one of my...
As long as you're not talking about your damn shoe trees again.
No, but I do need another pair.
What? For my you don't.
For my golf shoes.
Yeah. Because you're going to play golf for the first time and...
Well, they're not. They're for when you don't play golf, Trisha.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, the shoe trees thing is a long story. But forever, I have said that I always wanted to be a, what I call a waka waka DJ.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right? I'm definitely going to make fun of you, whatever this is.
I know. And my waka waka club DJ name would be DJ Chrome Dome because I'm bald and that would be my name. So Spotify is, they haven't put it out yet, but they're putting out this deal where you're going to be able to remix and edit songs and do mashups and all that kind of stuff. And about 6 weeks ago, I applied to be a beta tester for it. And I got approved on Friday. So that's what I was doing. That's what I was doing in the studio over the weekend, Trisha.
No. Sandy.
Would you like to hear a 1 minute sample?
I mean...
Huh?
I don't know. Do I? You tell me. Do I?
I think you might. I mean, even if you don't like the music, then you got to kind of respect the skill. Well, there's, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Don't play, hate the player, hate the game type of deal
Okay, let's hear it.
This is what I worked on and did with this. It's not out to the public yet.
How long did it take you? Can you roll it out to the public?
No, I can do this, but the public doesn't have the...
Oh, gotcha.
The Spotify tools.
How long did it take you to do this?
It took me a little while. Not long. I mean, I learned real fast. Okay. Once I've kind of figured it out, I learned real fast. But are you ready for a little DJ Chrome Dome? I may get booked.
I can't call you that.
I may get booked in clubs. This is kind of my audition. I may get a residency in Vegas.
Closes at 8, so you can be in bed by 9. You might get booked in that club. Let's hear it.
All right, here we go. Little Nipsey Hussle coming up. And then we go old school.
How do you know who Nipsey Hussle is?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Here we go. Big change.
Hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Here we go.
It's my recital. I
like that song.
That's right.
On top of
it.
A little brr. I heard that.
Yeah. Oh, I was grooving in the studio while I was doing this. What do you think? It just fades out from there.
All right.
Huh?
I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah?
It's not bad. I like your song choice.
If it was anybody else, what would you say?
No, I like it. The fact that I'm telling you that you did it and I'm telling you I like it.
That's true.
I normally don't give you that kind of credit.
Because what the world needs is a 55-year-old, bald-headed, white dude.
Yep.
But you know what? If you look around, like on YouTube, at some of these DJs, that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're like 50
something.
I feel
like everybody needs to let DJ Diesel have it. Shaq. Just let
him
do it.
No,
that's
no,
what he's
no,
doing
no,
in his retirement in his spare time.
One of my favorite DJ, DJ 2DQ.
Who is that? Why do I know that name? What's that from?
He's a local guy that does mixes and stuff. And he's really, really good. And he's getting up there in years too, but he's old school. Like, he actually waka wakas.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it's just computer junk.
You mean input into the computer does it.
A lot of it. Yeah. It's not like it used to be when they were just spinning vinyl.
Yeah.
Because that's a whole different form of being a DJ than what I do.
When we went to see Dave Chappelle, his opening act, that guy was still, he was still doing it on vinyl.
On the
and
ones.
Even had an assistant standing right behind him pulling the records out and
which
handing
was cool.
them and putting it. Yeah, it was very cool.
Very, very cool. So that Spotify feature is going to be out soon. Look for it if you want to be like me, DJ Chrome Dome. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. Trisha's got the story we love coming up in just a second. What do you got?
Let's talk about Tom Brady, something he said on a podcast that made me go, what in the world?
All right. That's just a moment away. Hey, we'd love for you guys to follow us on Instagram. It is at The Sandy Show Official. Facebook's at The Sandy Show Radio. And grab the podcast, too, wherever you get your podcast. Just search The Sandy Show.
The stories we love.
So Tom Brady was on the Deep Cuts podcast with Vic Blends. Have you heard of this guy, Sandy?
Nope.
Little side note, I follow him on Instagram. I did not know until this story that he has a podcast. He's just a guy who in his spare time, he cuts hair. In his spare time, walks around and finds people and gives them free haircuts. And then while he's giving them haircuts, he talks to him. It's normally younger kids and asking him, like, what would you like to do with your life? And, like, gives him a lot of confidence, saying haircut and the way you look.
And this guy got Tom Brady?
And this guy got Tom Brady.
My gosh.
I know, but I think it's because he does a lot of good. But while he was talking to him, he asked him, just say, what if an NFL team called you because they were down a quarterback? Would you be interested? And Brady said he is not opposed to it. Not
really?
Opposed to going back and playing again if a team needed him. He said, I don't know if they'd let me if I become the owner of an NFL team. Might be a little bit of a conflict there. But he said, I'm always going to be in a good shape. I'm always going to be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, kind of like a Michael Jordan comeback. He said, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
When does he start on Fox?
Yeah, he took a year off after retiring last time.
Right. So
I don't know. It doesn't say when he's going to start, but that's a 10-year deal worth $375 million.
Yeah, Tom needs the money.
I know. He really, really does need the money. He, like I said, took a gap year after retiring. But you know what he also said? You might already know this. He almost unretired back in 2023 before the end of the season. Remember, he retired once, then came back and went to the Buccaneers, retired again, and almost unretired last year.
Really?
And now he's saying he's still not opposed to it. And if something came up and he'd be able to do it.
What's the name of the podcast again?
It's called Deep Cuts with Vic Blends. Deep Cuts podcast.
Deep Cuts with Vic Blends gets Tom Brady. We can't get the third string quarterback from the Buffalo Bills on this show.
Maybe we just need to ask. Vic Blends guy is bigger than I thought he was. He was just somebody I just started following because I was seeing some of his stuff in my Instagram. And he's just a nice, inspirational guy. Really talks people up, helps people out.
It's really not your style of follow, is it?
It's weird that I like something that's so nice.
That is the story we love. She's Trisha. I'm Sandy. We've got more coming up.